Elissa Walker Campbell, we are back in hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Before we continue our conversation, all of our wonderful listeners, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. You can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. If you don't have an iOS or Android device, no worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Okay, let's open up the mic again. Ken Davis is back with us right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. He is an amazing writer, contributor to Today's You, best-selling author. And before we went to commercial break, Ken, we were talking about some conference realignment. Do you think this is going to happen for the Big 12 Conference?
Well, I don't know. It seems like they waffle an awful lot. You know, one week they have a meeting and it sounds like they're going to do it, and then they go home and they start talking about it again. Everybody has their own opinion, and there were some of the presidents that were vocally either for or against it, and then, you know, then they kind of had the clamp put down them. They were told to kind of keep quiet. They have another set of meetings coming up soon, and, you know, there's no doubt they're going to talk about it a lot, and whether we have a decision or not, you know, nobody seems sure. I kind of rely on a lot of my guys that have been out there covering it that I know from my past and everything, and the ones that go to the meetings. The one of the first meetings were in Phoenix, and you just read and you try to get an impression. I think I've gone back and forth an awful lot around the Final Four time. I thought they would not expand, and then the meetings made it sound more urgent again, and now I just don't know. To me, it makes no sense. I think the Big 12 has a very good situation with 10 teams. So I mean, the whole thing with all the teams, all the conferences that have changed, and now they don't even have the number of members that they say they do. But you know, the 10 teams give you a perfect number for having a true champion and playing each other round robin schedule, and you know it from watching Big 12 basketball. I think the Big 12 basketball is the purest scenario that we have. Everybody plays each other home and away, and you come away with a regular season champ, and you have your tournament, and that's the best way to determine everything. And with football, it's just going to be even crazier and messes up your non-conference schedules and how many people you're really going to play to prove yourself outside of the conference. But, you know, like I said in the earlier segment, it's all about them getting somebody into that top four all the time. I think the best thing to do would be to expand the national playoff to 8 teams, and then, you know, everybody probably, you would think all the major,
I love that idea, yeah,
would have somebody in there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ken Davis is with us a few more minutes right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You got to check out his work. Contributor with Today's You, also a best-selling author, wrote a wonderful book about the Kansas Jayhawks. So let's transition. Let's hoop it up. And we want to get an update on some NBA news and notes. Obviously, you have strong ties with the Kansas program. And the Philadelphia 76ers, they have obviously the number one pick in this year's draft. It is set. So that's good news for them. But the big unknown with that team and organization is Joel Embiid, 7 feet, 250. Is this guy still alive? What's going on with him?
I don't know. I mean, I read stories every once in a while. I guess it seems like they want him to rest as much as possible. And I think we've been hearing that for 3 years now. I mean, their summer plan for him is to rest and get healthy. But such a strange story, because nobody had that idea that he was, you know, any idea that he was going to be that good when he came into Kansas, and he just really blossomed and was so much better than when he wasn't eligible to, when he was injured and couldn't play in the NCAA tournament. It was a big hurt that got put on KU because of that, because he had developed so much and been such a big part of what they were doing that, you know, they made an early exit that year in 2014, and then Then he was, what, the number three pick, and then he got hurt again, and it's been going on and on. We've seen, I remember in 2014 seeing pictures of him just kind of laying around his apartment and food all over the place, and he got heavy, and when you can't play and you're an athlete conditioned to do certain things, that's going to, you're obviously going to put on some weight. Uh-huh. But, I see articles now that, you know, he's still the most important thing, and so they try to be very cautious. KU took the same stance and kind of kept him out and then hoped that he could get back to the NCAA tournament. He didn't. I don't know. I mean, it's the NBA draft is such a strange animal to me. I mean, I'm at games all year long, and I see scouts from the NBA coming to watch guys, and they watch them over and over and over, and then they kind of just throw all that out, and they base it on what happened at the combine or what happened at a workout. I find it a very strange system, you know, that they've seen a guy play, and I know it's different competition on a college level, but they seem to just throw all of that out. So it's hard to I don't even go down that road anymore. I don't even try to do predictions. I used to try to write the top five players at each position. There's so many guys coming over from foreign countries, and there's so many guys that you don't get to see from smaller schools. It's just it's so hard. And I guess I just wait till draft night, and we'll find out. They've got to take Ben Simmons, in my opinion. I mean, this is not a good draft, in my opinion. It's a couple of guys and then the rest.
That, of course, was Ken Davis, contributor to Today's You. We want to thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup. Remember, it is Memorial Day weekend. Don't you dare drink and drive. We'll see you next week.